this morning comes from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And Jesus is using another of his parables to explain righteousness and judgment to not only the disciple, but those who also were standing around listening. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to the heavens, but he beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. These are our scripture readings for today.
Thanks be to God.
Today is not only October 27th, but today is Reformation Sunday in the church. And when I realized that and I looked at the readings, I thought, oh great, how do you tie Reformation Sunday into those readings? Well, thankfully, God was with me as he has been with Paul. Reformation in the church was actually a cause for celebration. I'm sure that's not exactly what Martin Luther intended when he posted that 95 thesis on the door. But he also didn't intend for the uproar that followed it. But because he was brave enough to step forward, to put his thoughts on paper and post them for people to read, the church changed. How many of you speak Latin? Greek? Me neither. If we were unchanged, if the church was still unreformed, this whole service would be done in either Latin or Greek. None of you would have a Bible because only the priest was allowed a Bible. And even if you had it, it would be written in either Latin or Greek. Randy could have been appointed to this church not by prayer and discernment by the bishop and his cabinet, but he could have gone and paid the bishop to appoint him here. And if he paid enough, it would have worked. It was called indulgences. Martin Luther felt that indulgences were wrong. He also felt that it was wrong that people could not read the Bible, that they couldn't own their own Bible, that they couldn't come for service that was spoken in their language that they could understand. Those are just a few of the things that he did that he helped to catapult. And he was just the first. There were others that followed behind him that continued to push. Martin Luther felt that the church was supposed to be the church of Jesus. That we should be doing what Jesus did. And as the church was at that time, they weren't. So then I went back and I looked at the readings today. Joel is talking of a celebration. And as sometimes happens with our lectionary readings, last week we were in Jeremiah, this week we've been dropped into the middle of a celebration. And it made me think of, you know, how sometimes, especially in the summer, you're driving through the countryside and all of a sudden you have to stop and there's a long line of traffic and you have no idea why. Well, as the traffic slowly begins to move after you've sat there for maybe 45 minutes, you find out the town is holding a small celebration of their town, much like October Harvest Fest days here in Ellsworth. So they had a parade. We were dropped into the middle of a celebration in Joel this morning without knowing why. Joel had spent his time trying to get the Israelis to turn from their sinful ways. They were very self-indulgent. They also would pretend to fast and uphold the reason for fasting. They could go from sunup to sundown without eating. And then they'd just go back to their regular old ways. It wouldn't change them. These things made God angry, and so he had punished them. What we had today for the reading was, finally, they understood, and they had turned from their sinful ways. And it was a cause of celebration. And when I looked at the reading from Luke, I thought, if I was the tax collector, if I was the one that stood in the corner in the back of the church and beat my breast and said, God, have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. When I left the church, I would feel good. I would feel filled with joy because I know God would have forgiven me. God would have had mercy on me. It would be a cause for celebration. If you think about Easter, we hit the darkest time of year on Good Friday. And with Easter sunrise, we have the joy that comes from knowing we all of us are forgiven. Put your place, yourself in Paul's place. When you think about what Paul went through, and Paul was definitely not an angel prior to his conversion. He attacked Christians every chance he could get. But through that conversion, through Paul's acceptance, he changed and he started to preach the good news about Jesus, the good news about being a Christian. Paul is in prison and he's writing a letter telling the church that he is very close to dying. He expects this to be their last letter from him. He doesn't expect to see any of them before he dies. And yet, Paul is filled with joy. Paul is praising God for all the times that he was saved from the mouth of the lion. For all the times that he was in prison and in need, and help was given to him. Sometimes, and I do it, I think it's very natural for us to think that we don't need God's help, that we can stand alone. Yesterday, the spring fever cleaning bug bit me. We had such a terrible spring, you know, who would feel like cleaning? So I did it yesterday. And I had a heavy piece of furniture that, yes, I can move it by myself. But it was a lot easier when I asked JT to help me. So yes, there are things in our lives we can do for ourselves, but it's a lot easier when we ask God to be there, to let him protect us from the lions. As I said at the beginning, I'm not sure Martin Luther would ever have thought that Reformation of the church would be considered a celebration. But for me, it is. Because if it hadn't have reformed, we probably wouldn't be here able to enjoy hearing the word of Christ read from our Bibles. We wouldn't be here to enjoy the fellowship. And whether Randy was here as your pastor would have depended on whether Randy could have afforded to buy his way in. So, to me, that's a lot to celebrate. To be a part of a Christian community that's free to choose, that knows that God loves them, that at any time can pick up the Bible and read it, and can discuss it among ourselves without having to have somebody interpret it. As we go forward, I hope that it helps someone, everyone, to think of it in terms of celebration when you can open the Bible and read it, and when you can hear it read to you. Amen. We have come to the time for the sharing of our joys and concerns.